Okay, the next item is a subdivision and rezoning east side of St. Mary's Road between Britannica Road and Vista Avenue.
Under file DAS Z 39 of 2011. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing and the following item will be heard at the same time, namely, item 3, which is an application for variance for the east side of the St. Mary's Road between Britannica Road and Vista Avenue, under file DAV 173121/2011D. Applicants.
Applicants are here. Now, I have Miles Kraut listed as the applicant, but there's a number of people who look like you might be together. Are you here, all here as the applicant? Or, Miles, you're going to speak, and others can add if they wish? The pretty pictures? Okay.
Are you using a laptop?
There's two here for information.
I think it's over here. We're going to wait for Rob to come back?
Apparently the youthful bladder is not quite as good as the rest of us.
No, you can go ahead.
We got to wait for Dan as well.
He's right there.
No, he's right there.
Where is he? That actually popped up very quick. I'm not used to him coming up that quick.
There'll be a few more bigger pictures.
You can start rolling through them now.
It does go out on the sand. I thought from this drawing it didn't actually go out on the sand. Do the roads go out on the Sandvik, didn't they?
The roads for the the bungalows? Yes. Sandrington for the bungalows and St. Mary's for the low rise.
Right. Okay. That doesn't show up in our picture. Drainage easement somewhere of it. There we go. Okay, go ahead, Miles. Our planner's back.
Thanks, Rob. Okay, my name is Miles Kraut. I'm the president of Karma Development Corporation. Thanks very much for your time this evening. Karma has developed successful condominium projects such as the Mosaic Condominiums. It's located on the corner of Bison and Shore. It consists of 108 units. And it utilizes energy-efficient insulated concrete forms for its seven-story construction. Centennial Park, which was recently voted Winnipeg's most innovative infill community and is currently featured on the City of Winnipeg's property and planning website, that consists of 92 attached-style bungalows. It incorporates full basements, attached garages. It's actually very similar to what we're proposing here this evening. And, of course, our annex project that's currently underway consists of 86 bungalow-style condominiums, as well as two-story townhouses and two towers featuring curtain wall windows and ICF construction. The city deemed the land known as Okalita Park as surplus land and put it up for sale shortly thereafter. We noticed the advertisement on MLS and as well on the Shindigo website and were one of seven offers submitted. Some of the other offers, the runner-up offer, for example, included a 165-unit, seven-story-high concrete building located in the center of the property. Another offer had a commercial strip mall on St. Mary's and had four 40-unit each apartment-style wood frame construction apartments. We were pleased to hear that all the proceeds for the sale of the land will go to the new Jonathan Taves Community Center. Coming up with this plan was no easy task. Hundreds of hours were spent critiquing every detail and trying out many different scenarios. Our infill community consists of 47 low-rise apartment-style condominiums, which is located on St. Mary's with access off St. Mary's, and 72 bungalow-style condominiums. We were successfully able to incorporate 100% of all our parking requirements for their residents and their guests on site. So we have 168 parking stalls for the 72 bungalows, that equals 2.3 spots per door, and 83 parking stalls for the 47-unit low-rise, that's 1.8 spots per door. Now, the City of Winnipeg bylaw requires 1.5 spots per door, so we well exceed the city's parking expectations with this. There are many restrictions and guidelines the City of Winnipeg's different departments implemented on us along the way. Some include the Wildlife Corridor, which runs east to west on the south side of our property. Originally, the width of this corridor was set to be at 25 feet. Now, after further discussion and negotiations, the requirement is now 45 feet, which we are able to accommodate. An easement on the north side of our development was advertised originally at 9 feet wide. After further due diligence and consultations, this easement became closer to 30 feet in width. Another requirement was to incorporate a paved pedestrian corridor at our expense. We have utilized the portion on the north side to do just that. This plan would have never been as qualitative have we not consulted with many different departments along the way. For example, our architect and engineers, the property and planning department. It was important to them to make sure it fit in with the existing community, that the elevation wasn't too intrusive, that people's privacy wasn't changed by other people staring down a high-rise building into their backyards, and we had plenty of parking for all the residents and their guests. Of course, the fire department wanted to make sure there was the appropriate number of fire hydrants. I believe it's one for every 300 feet, and their emergency vehicles can maneuver safely in case of just that. So we included 20-foot-wide roads and long sweeping turns for their long fire trucks to maneuver safely. City of Winnipeg streets wanted to make sure the entrance and exits were in the appropriate locations. Our low-rise had access from St. Mary's, and the current roadways were able to handle any increased traffic flow. Manitoba Hydro had their concerns. Winnipeg Water and Waste wanted to make sure the sewer system could accommodate the 119 new homes, which it can easily. Conservation and Forestry also were concerned that their wildlife corridor was protected and that the species of trees planted and removed were appropriate. We consulted with the neighbors by distributing handouts to over 200 homes in the area. In addition, we placed an ad in the Winnipeg Free Press, conducted two interviews with the local Lance newspaper, and had an open house on December 6th at the EMC Church, which was attended by approximately 50 guests. After consulting with the community, it was apparent the neighbors directly to the south were accustomed to utilizing the approximate 100 square feet as their existing that they're used as their existing yards. They had planted and maintained these trees and shrubs long ago, were very much attached to them, and wanted to continue to enjoy that green space. Most people were pleased to find out their privacy, line of sight, and sunshine would not be affected by a tall, high-rise concrete building. And our neighbors to the south were extremely pleased when they learned their backyards would not be compromised. They were also happy to hear about the new neighbors' demographics. You see, over the last 2 years, Karma has sold approximately 178 of these bungalow-style condominiums. Approximately 90% of these customers were over the age of 55 years old, so they're empty nesters. No kids, one car for the two of them. They escape to the warmth in the winter and enjoy their cottage life in the summer. This greatly reduces traffic flow and our parking needs as well. So after all concessions were met, out of the 7.5 acres we'd purchased off the city for the $4.9 million, we were only able to utilize just short of 6 of these acres for our development. The dwellings we plan to construct are extremely energy efficient, incorporating building products such as ICF, insulated concrete forms, full basements, triple pane windows, electric forced heat, tons of insulation, and so on. Our development will also include the planting of over 300 new trees and shrubs. We will be consulting with forestry to determine the appropriate species that's indicative to this area. All of which will be maintained by the new condominium corporation. These trees and shrubs will limit the need for fencing. As well, we are planning a 40-foot wide swell running through the center of our development. This swell maintains an excellent line of sight, allowing all our residents to enjoy the forest known as Dakota Forest, and it's located directly to the east of our development. Our goal is to bring the environment in instead of having to fence it out. This infill community will strictly be governed by its own condominium corporation, which means grass will be cut, trees will be pruned, and all dwellings we maintain to the highest standard for years to come. What we do is we incorporate a contingency reserve fund in everyone's condominium fee. So basically, $20 from everyone's fee goes into a savings account. And this account accumulates over the years, and in 20 or 25 years, when it's time to replace the roof, shingles, or repaint the dwellings, there's plenty of money in the bank to do just that. A plan of this nature is no easy task. After playing out hundreds of unique scenarios and trying to satisfy all parties in the city of Winnipeg's involved, it was a challenge to say the least. On top of it all, we had to try to incorporate enough units to make this development economically feasible for us. It's amazing how even if one setback or side yard is changed, how it dramatically affects the entire development. It's almost like a domino effect. Move one dwelling over 2 feet and the whole plan needs to be reworked, units are lost, and so on. I thank you very much for your time this evening and your consideration, and I'm looking forward to answering any questions afterwards.
Okay, any questions?
Or now.
Gentlemen? No? Ryan?
Just two things.
Yes.
And this is the part of St. Vital that isn't in St. Vital Ward, so it's Councillor Swandell's ward, and I know he's got a lot of history with this. The issues I've heard around this recently are only, there was some concern about vehicles exiting onto Sanderton, I think, in a play structure, mm-hmm. and I wonder if you can just address that. And the second issue pertained to the Okolita family, who I think mm-hmm. we're not saying don't touch the land, and we're actually pretty good about that. And
right.
They wanted, I think, some commemoration of the name, and I think you've got
right.
that incorporated right in, but is there a plaque or a cairn or
well,
something?
Well, actually, we met with Senior Okolita and the gentleman who's in the paper, I forget it.
I think Peter.
Peter, that's right, at our open house and spoke over the phone several times. And what we did was we've hired our marketing and advertising department. It's a local French outfit. What we did was we put them in touch with one another. So he is actually going to design the signage himself,
okay.
and he's going to work with us. We gave him free rein, essentially, to design the sign that he wanted, the colors that he wanted. He wants his name written in a certain manner. That's fine by us. They're actually really nice people, and we got along quite well. Spent a few hours getting to know each other. And I think they're quite honored that the name is going to last on. In regards to your second question, what we've done is we put two entrance and exits to try and eliminate the amount of traffic flow onto Sandrington. And if you look, the park is more to the south
yeah.
of the entrance as exit, so you have plenty of room. Yeah, the park
yeah,
is
right
down there. Over there. So, with the people we've consulted with the city, they didn't seem to have an issue with it. That's why we have three entrance and exits. We have one for the low-rise, which will probably be the majority of customers coming and going. The condominiums are mostly, like I mentioned, empty nesters. There's not a lot of traffic there. So I think out of all the possible scenarios, this is the least intrusive of them all.
And the people in the northern street there for the low-rise, they'll presumably be coming and going from the north, right? They wouldn't come down past the play structure.
That's east, right, not St. Mary's Road.
No, but if you're exiting to the east onto Sanderton, not from the low-rise, from the bungalows.
Right.
Sorry, I misspoke there. From the bungalows, you wouldn't be heading south toward the play structure most of the time anyway.
Probably not. You'd probably be going the north.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you'd probably be heading north.
You can't make representations.
No. You can't help it. I apologize for my
Okay. Anything else, Councillor Mays? No? If you gentlemen want to stand down, there's a couple other folks here and, in support, and then there's a couple here for information as well. Okay. So we'll get through that. You'll have a chance to come up and rebut. I remind everybody that you don't have to come down to speak if you don't feel comfortable. You can just, you know, show your support or identify what you're here for from the gallery as well. So next I have Mark Kipnis.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Nothing to add, Mark? Okay. Daniel?
Nothing to add.
That was you in support. Okay.
Yeah.
Nicole Rexer? Nicole, in support? Thank you. Now, that's everybody I have here listed in support. I only see two other folks in the room, so I'm assuming you're the two people here for information. But just in case there's nobody hiding anywhere, is there anybody else here in support of this or in opposition to this that I haven't called? You've checked out. There's nobody under your coat? Okay, so I've got two people here for information. If you haven't got your information, you want to come down, you're more than welcome to come down. Barry Craig? Barry? You want to come down and... No, you got to come down to the mic. We need to record it. Hello, Barry. Welcome. Just state your name and your address for the record, please.
My name is Barry Craig, C-R-A-I-G, number 5, 1688 St. Mary's Road, which is directly across from the proposed development. I would like to thank Councillor Swandell for informing me of this procedure and how to go about seeking information. I've lived in three or four condominiums, and I am on the chair. I am the chairman of the condominium corporation across the street of 14 units, but there are four corporations, and we are on the outer corporation. I'm rather wryly curious about the description Mr. Kraut gave of seniors, of which we're all empty nesters. We all have cottages. And we all go to Florida in the winter. I wasn't aware of that. I guess I'm living in the wrong city or have a different idea of reality. Secondly, Mr. Kraut has mentioned in his articles in The Lance that seniors apparently don't drive as many cars as do people who are not. I don't know if we're turning them in for crutches or what, but in our corporation, for example, every person who lives in it has two cars, two people. So the prospect then, I think, of suggesting that the traffic flow would be less as a result of the kind of people who are allegedly going to buy into these, I don't think is something that can be supported. The traffic on St. Mary's now is very difficult. It's gone up in the 15 years we lived there. Exponentially, and is very bad at times now. The idea is that we would be coming out, as we do now, on one side of St. Mary's, and they would be coming out on the other side. The only other aspect that I would like to consider, you to consider is, Mr. Kraut mentioned the operation of condominiums as being something of a almost utopian nature. I can assure you that I would like to know if, in fact, how long the Karma Developments is going to stay as the owner of the property, then having finished selling them, do they then turn it over to the owners to manage? It has been my experience in the past in some cases, and I'm not suggesting this is true in this case, but it has happened where corporations have then turned over the units to be managed by the owners, only to find that in order to sell the units, the corporation kept the condominium fees artificially low. And I don't think that's untypical, although I'm not suggesting that is the case here. But I would like some reassurance that that is not the case, and also some reassurance that the description of seniors is accurately reflected by reality. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Barry, just We take everything with a grain of salt that's said at the counter, especially when it's coming out. Everything's loaded a little bit, so I appreciate your comments. But we do rely on our engineers to tell us traffic flow more than we do the applicant. So And there hasn't been a great concern on the capacity created by this, but just by way of comment, I'll say that. Is there any questions from either of the other councillors here? No? Thank you for coming down, Barry. Appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you very much.
Next, I have Norman Walker. Norman, you're on Corton Place.
My name is Norman Walker from Corton Place.
Oh, okay, yes.
Ours is one of five houses whose backyard is on the edge of this development. I'm certainly glad to see that this development now leaves this wildlife corridor. The first proposal was to knock down all those trees and build a parking garage within 4 feet of the property line. So I'm certainly happy to see that. I wasn't quite sure what Mr. Trout, when he was speaking, he said 45 feet, which is on the west side, and is it 90 feet on the east side, or 100 feet?
He'll answer that when they come down for a rebuttal, Norman. I'll make sure to ask him that question. When they come down, what's your concern there?
I wasn't quite sure if he meant 45 feet straight across the back only, or if there was behind our house, there's 100-foot space, and as it goes further towards the west, the apartment houses are in that area, and it's brought down to 45 feet at that point.
Yeah,
which is fine by me.
I think that's what was represented, but we'll make sure when he comes back to ask that question.
Yeah. So, having said that, I do see the area a bit as being somewhat crowded, and Mr. Trout said if he has to change anything here, well, I certainly hope he doesn't have to, but the area just south of this development from Corton Place, south, Sanderton on the east, Britannica Road on the south, that area has 40 houses, and they all have front yards. This area is much the same size. I don't have his picture on here, but if you can see by this, he's got four rows of housing here, and there are 72 units proposed here. And the roadways, well, I understand, are just 5 feet wider than a back lane. There's a minimal amount of green area. And also another concern is the traffic. I'm not sure the area access off St. Mary's Road, which go into his multifamily units, if there's going to be a left-hand turn allowed there off St. Mary's Road or not, or if there's only going to be access coming in from the south. If there's only access from the south, what people will do, they will go down Sanderton Road and to Britannica and come north again up St. Mary's Road to turn into this area. Now, there was a report in the Southlands which said only about 230 cars a day in a 24-hour period used Sanderton. I would have to say that is a very low estimate. I can walk down that street during the rush hour periods and I'll be passed by at least 10 cars, which means that each rush hour period will have probably 100 to 200 cars. And to that will be added the traffic on this area. We do get people speeding down Sanderton. Now, we called the city about 3 years ago if perhaps speed bumps could be put onto Sanderton, and they said no because this is an access road towards the south. Now with this development, probably what would be well-placed if three-way stop signs were put onto Sanderton at the exit of this of the development. Having said that, and again, I don't know if I should ask for this, but if this was reduced from four rows of housing down to three, that would certainly allow wider access roads. It would reduce the traffic in the area and also allow for more green space. Because after all, perhaps a few years from now, I might want to live there as well. So in any case, thank you for the consideration.
Thank you, Norman. Just any questions, councillors? No? Thank you very much. Okay, that's everybody I've registered here to speak. Nobody whose name I haven't called? No? Seeing none, I will call Mr. Kraut back down to rebut. I've got a couple of questions for you here. Maybe just we could start by bringing up the picture and showing the dimensions along the south edge, the setbacks.
Sure, for sure. So if I may, the smallest, the narrowest area is 45 feet, and that's on St. Mary's. It widens out to over 100 feet as you move east.
Right here is 112. At the dividend, right here it's right around 100.
So it's around 100 feet there. So we've essentially kept the backyards that the neighbors...
And that nice little treed area that shows up in my aerial picture is still on the edge of that?
The treed area runs through the middle. That's the wildlife reserve that the Conservation Department wanted us to keep in place as a ditch.
But there's some existing trees on that piece right behind those houses.
Oh, yeah. The neighbors had planted those, and those are going to stay in place just as they are now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the other issues you heard, one was the conversation about the traffic. I assume that there was some traffic analysis done, and there was conversation with the Public Works Department.
Yes, there was. And what I meant to say regarding the seniors is, in our experience, selling those 174 units, most just had single-car garages, for example, on Centennial. And the reason why there's less traffic is because they're not picking up their kids typically and dropping them off at school or for hockey practice and whatnot. So
you get less to
generally speaking, seniors drive less. They just have... less errands to run.
But Miles, it's not totally seniors. Like empty nesters are sort of 55 plus more than sort of 65 plus.
Yeah,
so
kids are gone.
Some active.
Yeah, there's still some active. It's just not quite, the hustle and bustle wouldn't be the same, say, as if we had single family homes here or two-story townhouses. Our two-story townhouses typically have more occupants living in them. These are two-bedroom units. So you're not going to have a family of nine living in a two-bedroom unit. But you may in a single-family home or in a two-story townhouse.
Okay. The access off St. Mary's Road, what is that? I think it was Mr. Walker that brought it up. Mm-hmm. Is there a left-in?
You know, we will do whatever the City of Winnipeg instructs us to do. It's essentially up to the Streets Department to tell us. Right now, they'll be turning to the right, so they'll be going north on St. Mary's. I believe that would probably be the way to go.
But if you head out to work in the morning and you go to the right to go north to downtown, when you come home, is there a left turn to come across St. Mary's traffic there?
That would be up to you guys to tell us.
So they haven't given you an instruction as to what you need for...
No, I believe that's in the... It'll be in the planning agreement.
Public Works, by the way, had no comments on the application. They made no... But there is an opening
there's
there.
There's already a curb cut there.
Yeah, there is. What is lacking, though, this has a little tapered sort of stacking lane, and there is none for this.
But does that come up in the development agreement where they would have to install that?
It normally would, yeah.
Okay, yes. We'll leave that.
That would be negotiated in the agreement, and we're team players. We'll do whatever you guys want us to do.
Yeah, it can be done as part of the approach application.
Well, you can't after the representation's been made. I can talk to you after, Barry, but once but it won't form part of the public hearing process. Those are all my questions. I don't know, Councillor Mays.
One more thing. So there's the pathway at the north edge there, and that gets you through to Sandrington. Is there a way? I don't think there's a way now to get
not
all the
yet,
way through.
Not yet, but I'm told. What? Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
To get all the way through to the community club, whether you call it Dakota or Jonathan Daves. I mean, there isn't a pathway. You're not. There's no pathway there now to get all that way, right? I mean, once you hit Sandrington, you're at the end of the concrete walkway.
Okay, there's no existing certified pathway there now. I am told, though, after speaking to the planning department this morning, that there are plans in place to make that more of a pedestrian corridor that will connect everything together. But for now, it's our property, and we're asked to put in a 10-foot-wide asphalt path. And later, if you guys decide to connect it all together, that would be up to the city of Winnipeg to go ahead and do that.
There is south of that, Brian. There's a nice lineal corridor that comes all the way through. That's part of what we'll look at when we do the plans for Dakota or Jonathan Taves expansion, because that would make a natural link. That sort of ties into a lot of the stuff, like if you're going to do more seniors programming at the community center, the sort of active transportation linkages from where the multifamily is, the community center?
That actually came up at our community hearing that we had, like our information center or information meeting that we had at the AMC church. A few people said they'd love to see that eventually, everything connecting together. Be a great way to, you know, take the bike for a ride. And
it's also there. It's much better connected. Yes. It needs to tie into the community center and the school there much better.
If we can tie it all together, I think that'd be great.
We weren't around to do the original development. We only get our hands in it at the back end. Dan, do you have anything?
Yeah, just in terms of access for the single family there, you access it off of Sandrington only?
Correct. There's two access points, both off Sandrington.
So there's no connection in the top left-hand corner there?
No.
There's no connection there?
No.
There's parking here, and it's divided here with a break based between the parking and the navigation.
They will not be able to enter off St. Mary's and go to their single-family homes or their
and vice versa,
bungalows.
Your multifamily, low-rise multifamily can't come down Sandrington and get all the way through to their parkade. So.
Exactly.
Which is, I think that's a good thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. That's my only question.
Great.
It looks like a great project.
Thank you.
I don't have anything further. I mean, there was the comment on reducing one strip of homes there. If you want to make comment to that, you can. I think I know the answer.
Unfortunately, it just wouldn't be economically feasible for us to lose units. We have the minimum amount of units that we can to make this thing viable. It was an expensive piece of property.
And we like that.
Well, if it works for everyone, that's great. Thank you very much, gentlemen. I really appreciate your time this evening.
Thank you. Okay, we have two items here. We have this and the variance, right? So, Councillor Vandel, if you want to take the chair.
Sure.
I think I'm prepared to move some motions here.
Okay, the first one would be... the report of the Winnipeg Public Service.
Just a second, I'm just listening to the planner here. Okay, so I should have said that before they left. I would have liked to hear the other side.
It's usually right up near the top, just after the advertising.
Oh, okay. Well, if they're okay, then
The exhibits.
Okay. I'll move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All in favor?
That the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All in favor?